sometimes God has just got to give you just a left cross in the face.
Yes.
To wake you up to your calling and what you should be doing. With FITFO Custom Cans in Baltimore, we actually ended up moving out to Montana. Huge risk, huge reward. We just had to figure it the fuck out and go.
Hey guys, welcome. Another episode of Forging the Path. Thank you for tuning in. This podcast is really all about trying to empower men to become who God created us to be. And if ever there was a time in our culture and in our society where we needed that, it's right now. So we're having conversations with other guys who are successful, either as men of faith, family, fitness, business, or all of the above. And today I'm really honored to be joined by Brian Hemming. He's got some amazing things going on. I'm excited to dive into our conversation. But first, Brian, what are you smoking this morning?
Yeah, we got Foundation Wise Man. Really excited to have this, being here at Lake Country Cigars. Just a great environment. Matt and Michelle do an awesome job with everything around us that you guys can't see. But trust me, if you're in this area, you need to come check it out. If you're not into cigars, you'll walk through those doors and you'll leave and you're going to love cigars. If you do love cigars, this needs to be your spot.
Yeah.
So super cool. Blessed to be here for my first time. Big fan.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
No, huge shout out to Matt and Michelle, Lake Country Cigars. We're loving this. Great to be here. I'm also smoking a Wise Man. So
here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers. Let's get these things going. Cigars are awesome catalysts for amazing conversations.
Very true. And why do you think that is, Brian?
You can't rush a cigar. Like if you can, like this isn't surely not a cigarette. I mean, you can rip a cigarette in like three puffs and you're gone. This takes time.
Yeah.
It's meant to be enjoyed. It's one of the things I love about cigars is it forces you to slow down. You know, We live in a world right now where it's go, go, go. Everything's fast. Everybody wants something yesterday or 10 minutes ago or instantly. Cigars force you to slow down, be present, have that moment to reflect, enjoy, ponder, plan, get excited about the future. It's a great settling that I think we need mentally, physically, and spiritually.
For sure.
Especially these days because, you know, I mean, we're all busy. We're all doing different things. Husbands, fathers, friends, coaches, mentors, guy, whatever. We're always doing something.
Yeah.
We're always on the go. So being able to sit down, light up a great cigar with yourself or with others and just enjoy the moment and the time, it's special. And it's should be revered a little bit. Be a little ceremony around it. You know, and, you know, it's the same thing too. It's like when you meet somebody for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You can't rush coffee.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's a process. It's there. And I think that's how you get to know people. That's how you get to build those genuine relationships and understand where people have been, where they are now, and what they want to do in the future.
Yeah.
Because you're settling, you're being present. And I think that's one of the things. I've been to a couple places where you walk in and everybody has to put their phone in a box. And so
love those places.
Just settling. You know, I know in our house, we've got little kids. Not little, I mean, 12, 10, and 8. They're growing, you know. And I'm blessed that I have three human beings, smaller human beings that call me dad. But one of the things we're teaching them is like, hey, the world doesn't revolve around technology and a screen and a phone or a laptop. Like, so, you know, we come in and we have an area where Aaron and I drop our phones and where we keep everything else. And they're usually on silent and face down so we can be present with each other in that space and in that time and in those moments and really create memories.
That's so healthy.
And just be present. That's something. But again, we have to work on that. Like that's just not.
That doesn't just happen.
No. I mean, there's some conversations there. There's some understanding. There's like, hey, at certain times, this is where the phones go. Laptops get shut. Things like that.
So that advice is free. Everybody should try something like that in their home. So fathers and husbands, step up. That's great. It takes a lot of intentionality to do something like that. And I think getting back to cigars and in today's culture where everything is so rushed and so instant, it's almost like a declaration of independence against the tyranny of the urgent. Like, yeah. Screw you. I'm going to take my time here and slow down, and I'm not going to be stressed by something that needs to be done now or yesterday. Yeah. I love that.
And I think too, that gets you in a good headspace where you can figure it the fuck out.
Yes.
You know, depending on what's going on in your life, you know, and where you want to go. Like, I mean, we do it every day.
Yeah.
But just being able to create that space where you can do that. I mean, I think that's huge. And I think a lot of people don't have that opportunity, don't recognize that they need it. And then they just never execute on it.
Yeah.
And I think they find themselves just spinning physically and mentally, emotionally, spiritually in this spot, you know, where they're like, they get frustrated and like, oh man, like I'm basically, they look up 3 years later and then they're in the same spot that they were complaining about 3 years ago.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think it is. You kind of just get lost in the sauce. Mm. Like you just used a great word, intentionality. Like you have to take intentional actions to make changes. You just don't wake up one morning in great shape, financially secure, mentally strong, emotionally, you know, dialed, like spiritually growing. Like you don't, that just doesn't happen. I think a lot of people these days want the easy way. They, you know, oh, what's the hack? This, that, the other. There are no hacks.
No easy button.
No, there isn't. And that's cool because the work, the challenges, the adversity is what gets you to what you want, but how you grow through those really creates the man that you want to be and aspire to be. And you need to lean into those.
Yeah.
And I think that's where people get caught kind of like, you know, just spinning and never moving forward. Right. Is they're like, they know what they want to do. They know what they need to do. But that's going to take some intentional action and that's going to take some changes that are going to be uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, I mean, change is not easy for anybody.
Nope. And we want the result without the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that old gospel song. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, you see all these people, you know, let's look, fitness. I mean, dude, you're pretty dialed in. I'm dialed in.
Hell yeah.
But at certain points in our lives, we weren't. But at certain points in our lives, we were like, hey, what I am showing the world is not who I am. It's not the best version of me, mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever. I know I can do better, and I'm going to take those steps, that intentional action, those focused movements to get to where I want to be.
Yeah.
Is it easy? No. I mean, do you think I like, you know, measuring macros and weighing out food and doing that? No.
You do the macros?
Yeah. But guess
what?
Way
to go.
I love the way I look. I love the way I feel. I'm excited about it.
And how old are you, just for context?
50.
You're 50?
Yeah.
You look great, man.
I appreciate that. But I'll tell you what.
Way to go.
Thank you. I work at it.
Yep.
But I think too, with that, this sends a message out into the world that I am working at something. I am disciplined. I am consistent. I'm excited. And just the way you move, you don't have to say a word. Like you walk into a room and your vibe is out there and people take notice of that,
mm-hmm.
but it takes intentional action,
yeah.
You know, but hey, I didn't wake up one morning looking like this.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, not that long ago, man, I look like a peeled potato with nipples. Gross. I mean, but I played a sport at the highest level. I coached at the highest level. But what we were talking about a little bit earlier, I got caught in my past life trying to live in the present. Oh, I was an athlete. Oh, I did this, you know, this is who, you know.
The glory days.
Yeah. But then, you know, you try and take the past and live there while trying to be active and present in the future. I mean, the now and get ready for the future, there's an issue there, man. You start to get like some friction, internal friction, which then leads to external friction. Not good. And then, but again, you got to own your bullshit. You need to sit there and say, okay, Brian, you're looking in the mirror right now, and this is not what you want to see. Or if you're looking at your bank account and you're like, whoa, that is not what I want to see. Or dude, maybe you're like, hell yeah, brother. It goes both
ways. Or your marriage, or your relationships, or your friendships, your faith, whatever.
Faith, family, like everything. And you recognize if you're not in a spot where you need to be, want to be, aspire to be, you need to start taking intentional action and making changes. Now, they don't have to be drastic changes right off the bat.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm going to tell you, if you do that, it's not going to work out well. And you're just going to find yourself back in the same spot again. And what you need to do is just start taking baby steps, lead to normal steps, lead to running, which then leads to sprinting.
Compound effect.
It's a compound effect. Starts happening. You know, yeah, and then you really get rolling on some stuff.
Yeah.
But you have to take that intentional action. And I think the first step out of the corner you've been pushed into or into the unknown is huge. Just have faith that it's going to work out. Mm-hmm. Have faith in your abilities that you're going to handle what's coming after that first step and you're going to be able to work through it.
Yes.
And have faith that you're going to be better for it. And have faith that somebody above is guiding you as well.
Amen. And stay consistent.
Oh, consistency is key.
Huge. That faith, I think that faith is starters. That's a great foundation. Just don't lose heart, right? The scriptures say, don't grow weary in doing good. Yeah. Talking about endurance, perseverance, and persistence over and over and over again as men of faith. So consistency is key there too.
Consistency is huge with anything, like building relationships, building wealth, building strength, physically, mentally. Like that consistency part is huge. And it's interesting. I've seen some guys that are on the fitness path and they're like, oh yeah, I was good Monday through Friday, but like Friday, from 4 p.m. till Sunday at 8 p.m. and it's just a freak show. They're not, getting their steps in, they're not hydrating, they're not sleeping, they're not doing what they need to be doing to continue that path. They actually just keep setting themselves back.
The cheat meal becomes a cheat weekend.
I screwed up Thursday. I'll just get back on it on Monday or whatever. And one of the things, consistency is a great word. And with your consistency, there are going to be some losses. There are going to be some fails. Mm-hmm. And having a conversation with somebody recently, I was like, hey, if you go out and you just blow it out on Tuesday's lunch, like you just have craving for cheeseburgers. You can't get out of your head. You find yourself just like crushing cheeseburgers and fries. And why not have a milkshake too? Dude, I get it. Nobody's perfect. You shouldn't be a robot. Like, I totally understand it. But guess what? Win Tuesday's dinner and dominate Wednesday's nutrition plan.
Yep.
Or, hey, you're working out and you're dealing with travel and all this. Okay, find a way. Hotels don't have great gyms, but they have something. Last time I checked, you can go out and get steps or go for a run. I mean, those are all things that you can control. And so if you miss one day, make sure it doesn't turn into 2 days. If you happen to miss 3 days, sure shit, don't make it a fourth day.
Right.
Like you have to take that intentional action and understand and stop that behavior and habits you're not excited about, are leading you down the wrong path, and then start taking the right little steps to get on the right path and then get there and hold your ground and move in that direction confidently, knowing that you're going to stumble around a little bit.
Yeah.
But just keep moving forward.
Right. Now apply that same principle to your marriage, your date nights, your daddy-daughter dates or your father-son bonding. Apply it to your times of prayer and scripture reading, like any discipline in your life, your budgeting. No one's perfect. We're all going to mess up once or twice. Get back on right away.
Yeah, just don't make it a pattern.
Just don't make it a pattern.
Where you're sitting there and you're like, oh, well, because then you're like, well, this is who I am. And then you're like.
And then you start to take it in as identity.
Yes.
Oh, well, this is just.
This is how it's going to go.
Excuses. And I think, everyone's consistent. We don't want to admit it. The person who's just very overweight, you're consistent. You're consistent in eating garbage and sitting on your butt.
Yeah.
Consistency is undefeated. The person who's struggling financially, you're consistent. You're consistent in not budgeting and overspending and
not make great decisions.
Yeah, you're consistent in the wrong things.
Yeah.
So consistency is undefeated. So Brian, tell us, you said this phrase earlier in the conversation, figure it the fuck out.
Yeah.
there's a story behind that. There's a company behind that. And
there
I think I would love for our listeners and our viewers to hear more about that. Take us back to the roots of it though, because it came from, I mean, we had a Zoom call 2 or 3 months ago. It came from a dark place.
Yeah.
You were in a pit, man. And your family, you were struggling.
Yeah.
And then this is just how God does things. Like he meets us in our lowest points and gives us something.
Something. Yeah.
And then, and this was your something, FITFO. Tell us the story, man.
Figure the fuck out. Yeah, basically, you know, being an athlete and a coach at the highest levels, got out of coaching Division I lacrosse. My last stop was at Towson University with Coach Nadlin and his staff, and was blessed to be a part of that. And those 3 years there was truly special, just being around great student athletes, their families, the coaching staff and their families, just blessed to be a part of that and be a part of that history of a great lacrosse program and that moment in the journey for them. So, you know, hop out in the business world. I wanted to take everything that I'd learned being coached and mentored and guided by some of the best coaches in the history of the sport. Very blessed to have had that, and wanted to apply athletics to the business world, because everybody talks about that. Oh, athletics and business. It's so similar. It is. Then it's not. I ended up working for this great company in Baltimore. They brought me on and they were just like, hey, we want you to do you and go. We're here to support, encourage, challenge you for success. It was great. Loving it. Wheeling and dealing, having some fun, learning a lot every day. And pandemic hits. All of a sudden, you get a Zoom invite with two partners in HR, and you know that's not going to be good. I mean, I've been on both sides of the table before as an athlete. There's some teams you make, and there's some teams you don't. Mm-hmm. There's some teams you're on, and then you're asked to leave, and there are other teams you're not on, then you're asked to join. So I've been on both sides of the table. I knew what was going to happen. And I remember telling Aaron the night before, I'm like, three things are going to happen here. Either I'm going to get pay reduction, furloughed, or just let go. I just got let go. No harm, no foul. I mean, that was a crazy time back east. I mean, cities were shutting down. I mean, yeah. It was wild.
This is probably summertime of 2020.
It was springtime. So they shut things down in March, and I was let go in April. Good men had to make tough decisions. I understand that. And I just happen to be one of them. But that doesn't mean that the world stops. It keeps going. And I think one of the things too, just through other life experiences, is once you understand and recognize that bad things can happen to good people, kind of cleans things up for you a little bit. And you have a healthy perspective on the world and life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not always rainbows and roses. And yes, you can do everything right and still come up short. And you can have the best game plan and have an awesome week of practice and still get your ass kicked in a stadium in front of thousands live. And then, you know, in front of hundreds of thousands on TV. I mean, it happens. It's life. I mean, it's just how it goes. So my family and I found ourselves in a very chaotic, stressful situation where I was unemployed for 14 months and nobody was hiring. Nobody was looking. I'm sitting there. I've got three beautiful children. I've got an amazing wife, smart, sexy, intelligent, blessed every day to wake up next to her. I think I truly caught her in a moment of weakness when I asked her to marry me, and she said yes. So you're sitting there, and as a family, you're navigating some stuff. But as a man and as a leader, you're like, I need to figure it the fuck out so I can keep a roof over our heads and food in our mouths during this tough time. And so that's where FITFO Custom Cans came about. And just with Aaron and I's love of cigars, we started smoking cigars when we were dating. Every Friday, we'd get together after work and hang out and have a cigar before she'd go out with her girlfriends, and I'd go out with my former college teammates, and we'd connect later that night or see each other the next day. That was our time. That was our time. We would settle on a park bench, you know, have an adult beverage and a cigar, and then we'd go on our ways. And so with that love and passion for cigars, the one thing that we recognize is that, you know, they're super fragile. As cool as this thing, as tough as this thing looks and the images that cigars are attached to, super fragile. So we were sitting there, and some of the frustrations we had is traveling with them and, you know, having cool things around them and all that. So that's where the custom cans came about. You know, I grew up in a Marine family, and, you know, one of the things I learned about the Marines is they love the Marines and they love their ammunition. So they take care of them.
Yeah,
the best they can. You know, you look at it, airtight, watertight, it's a steel can. But in my background in athletics, every team I've been on, every team I earned a spot on and had to continue to earn every day, you know, we had custom gear. You know, I was spoiled. You know, the Nikes, the sweatsuit, this, that, you know, I mean, they just pile stuff on you and it's awesome.
Yeah.
But there's a cost to that. I mean, you got to earn it. And so you do. But the one thing I love is the customization. Our colors, my number, our team logo. Nobody else gets that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to earn it. You got to create that opportunity. You got to hold on to it. You got to keep it. And so that's where we kind of came up with the idea where we were like, hey, let's take a boring steel can, customize it, put your cigars in it and be able to carry it around the world. And we've been able to do that.
Yeah.
I remember just, you know, figuring out how to powder coat them, what are the insides going to look like with the Bovda humidification packs, digital hygrometer, the custom laser cut foam. Got all the internal stuff dialed up because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing because you want to take care of these things.
Yeah.
And then what we did is we dove into the outside.
Making it look sexy.
Sleek, sturdy, sexy as fuck. And, you know, we just leaned into that.
Yeah.
And so now custom powder coating, whatever color you want, artwork, we've got a great team of artists. You want airbrushed, you want hand painted, custom hand tooled leather. You name it, we're doing it. And we're creating one of one pieces of artwork for our clients that literally can go anywhere on this planet. And they have. Incredibly blessed with all the conversations, the opportunities we have, the people we work with, our team. You know, and our team starts with my family. Erin, she actually owns the business. I work for my wife, which can be interesting. That may be a whole other podcast in itself. But, you know, under her guidance and leadership and her vision, it's really cool. My children are all involved. Our oldest is quality control, our middle one. He's apparel, and our youngest does stickers. So every custom can that leaves.
That is awesome.
Everyone in our family has had their hands on it.
Yeah.
Every custom can that goes out the door around the country, and we've shipped to Australia. Our team has done a lot of work to deliver epic to each individual that gets one of these. It's really cool. And it has opened up doors. I mean, you know, people love the mindset, the mantra, what we represent.
Mm-hmm.
And we had people ask, like, hey, you know, can we just get something that just says like FITFO? And I'm like, okay, you know, we're custom cans and all that. And then we're like, yeah, man, like FITFO, that's cool. I mean, that's a great thing. Like, figure it the fuck out. We do it daily. We do it every day.
Yeah.
At some level. And so, yeah, we just launched our lifestyle brand. So we've got some sweet merch on the website, and that's actually really cool. And everybody's had a part in designing that. The team has come together. You know, our team that we work with, the artists, my family, people that are close to us have all had a say in it. And pretty excited. Turned out really, really well. With that and growing that has kind of continued me myself down like another path of getting into coaching big time, coaching men, coaching leaders, leadership teams, because I look at that kind of journey. And what was interesting is with FITFO Custom Cans in Baltimore, we actually ended up moving out to Montana. Huge risk, huge reward. We just had to figure it the fuck out and go. And
well, let me ask what the motivating factor was for that move.
Motivating factor for that move in Baltimore, nothing was going on. It was a slow death. Nothing. Like, you're putting yourself out there. You're literally like, hey, I'll do anything. I'll work. I'll learn. I'll do this. But during a pandemic, nobody's hiring.
Yeah.
And so you just found yourself in a situation where I felt that no matter what I was putting out there, how I was approaching things, it just wasn't working. And so you can stay there and stew in the misery and slowly get cooked down to nothing. Or another analogy is like, you can get choked to death, which is slow, painful, and very uncomfortable, I assume.
Yeah.
Or you can just say, all right, this isn't working and I just need to go to a different place and just try.
Yeah.
Something. And so my wife's family's from Montana, from a small town called Phillipsburg. We'll be there later on this week when I go back. And they've been out there since 1876.
Oh,
and so we just had an opportunity to head out west, you know, modern day pioneers.
Yeah.
you know, instead of loading up the wagon and hooking up the horses, it's like, hey, throw all your shit in a U-Haul and just head west. So we did.
Wow.
And that kind of led to some other opportunities, growth with FITFO, support from family and friends out there.
Of course.
You know, giving us some momentum. And I think too, it's just having the belief in us and what we were trying to do and how we were going about it was, you know, it's humbling. It's encouraging. It's exciting. It's all these different things at once, but found ourselves around some really, really good people. And at that time, I, as an individual, was still like, okay, I'd left the world of athletics that I grew up in and been around it my whole life. I'm going to like go do this. I'll be like the business guy and do all that. And what's interesting is I spent probably 3 years running away from the title of coach and coaching.
Why?
Because I felt that I needed to be something else to provide and create for my family. And so what I found myself doing, and a lot of people find themselves in this situation right now that I'm going to describe, where you start to almost be like a chameleon and kind of adapt to your environments and who you're around and what you're around so you can fit in and have that comfort of like, oh yeah, well, this is what everybody's doing and I'm doing it and all that. But internally, you know, like, hey, you're just off by something. Like it's just not clicking the way it should be clicking. It's kind of like, you know, like if you look at your car or a watch, you just watch the gears just miss, or they're not fully hitting to move the wheel forward. They're just kind of missing, or, you know, you got to get in the morning, you know, get in the car in the morning, you turn the key and there's that like gross sound where it's like, like that's kind of what it was feeling like. And so I literally ran away from coaching, the title of coach, which is right up there with, I believe, being called a dad. You know, it's such an important thing for so many, just because in my head, it's like, oh, I need to do this. And what's funny, so I go from a whole life of athletics and coaching, go out to Montana, start a whole new life, leave everything behind, family, friends, everything, just go. Because sometimes, you know, you have to make those changes and they're not easy. So I'm out there in Montana, mountains of Montana, God's country, so beautiful. You know what my nickname is in Montana? Coach.
Yes.
And that was given to me by people around me. They're like, hey, this is what you do. This is how you do it. You're helping me be the best version of me. All this stuff. And Erin was joking around with me. And she's like, sometimes God has just got to give you just a left cross in the face.
Yes.
To wake you up to your calling and what you should be doing. And here it is.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm leaning into big time.
Yeah, some getting, coaching. It's on your website now. Yeah. I was looking around your website yesterday. It looks sharp, man.
We're gonna be doing some stuff. We have age group coaching. Our website is being built out right now, being developed. We've got some clients now that we're very, very excited about. And we're having some really cool conversations with some businesses and individuals. And it's all about being the best version of yourself and how can we get you to where you want to be, you know, for that encouragement, support, challenging you for success, and then developing those systems and processes to get you to that marker that you've identified. Really, really cool. You know, again, we've got a great team around us that believe and support us. Like Alec is working on our website, doing a great job. You know, some of the testimonials that have been coming in are just awesome. Just awesome. And just so grateful to have been able to work with people like that at different times and different levels. And really leaning into that because I really believe that helping people be the best version of themselves, because all change starts with ourselves. And then that's the pebble that gets thrown in the pond and sends out those ripples. Like you being the best version of you and working on that consistently makes you a better husband.
That's right.
Makes you a better father to your daughters. You have a bigger impact in your community.
Yep.
And then it just kind of keeps going out. And so if we can do that consistently with individuals, leaders of businesses and companies and their leadership team, look at a business. So when I work with those individuals or those teams, business gets better. So their employees get better. They take that home. They take that into their neighborhoods, their communities. That's where it all starts.
So where can people find FITFO? Not just, I mean, the cans, the coaching.
Yep.
Are there other opportunities that we haven't talked about here that are part of this? I mean,
we have our website, fitfo.co.
All right.
It is not .com because at the time we couldn't afford the M. So we just grabbed whatever we could. H Group Coaching will have its website up and running, and we'll probably link something to that and have an announcement out there at some point in time.
But H Group Coaching.
Yep. Yeah.
To be determined. Yeah.
Yeah. It's on the way. It's on the way. It is in the works right now.
Awesome.
We're super stoked about it. It's going to be.
And who would especially be interested in something like that? That type of coaching? That would work really well for small business owners. What about the guy who's just working a sales job and wants to get his life together a little bit, looking for some discipline, fitness, finances, stuff like that? Who should be checking this out?
Yes to all of those.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Universal yes. Yeah. Makes it easy. And I think too is from my own experiences is, you know, you sit there and you have the right attitude, you have the motivation, you know, you have the want, the desire. It's just the planning, the processes and the systems and the accountability to get there.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, people take that first step into the unknown, out of the corner they've been pushed into. And then it usually stops at step 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden, unsure, guidance, accountability, systems, processes. And so motivation is fleeting. Discipline is great when it's tied to desire.
Yep.
And a purpose and figuring out that with them. And, you know, one of the things when it comes to coaching, like, you know, I live in the mountains, so I'm going to use the analogy of the mountains. Like, I'm going to meet you at the bottom of the mountain. And we're going to discuss why now? Why this mountain? You know, what led you to the bottom of this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool. We have an understanding of where you've been, where you are right now. We know where that is. We're at the bottom of the mountain. We know we need to get to the top of the mountain. Okay, so let's come up with the systems, the processes, the accountability, the timelines.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go climb this damn thing together.
Yeah.
Attack it. Have some fun with it.
Yeah.
But hell or high water, we're going to get there.
Yeah.
You know, we know it's not going to be perfect. We'll probably stumble and fall a little bit, which is good. That's all part of growth. But know that somebody's going to be there, grab you by the shoulder, the scuff of the neck, and be like, dude, pick your ass up.
Yep.
You're still good. Keep moving.
Yeah. So this is awesome, Brian. I love that, man. Keep me posted on that coaching stuff. I want to share that with a bunch of guys in my network. You're one of the most encouraging. So genuinely, I'm not trying to blow smoke or anything like that. You're one of the most encouraging guys I've met. And I know one or two others that are similar to you. Where does that come from? This isn't the type of like backslapping, just, you know, saying nice things to people, but you bring genuine, sincere encouragement in a way that like empowers guys to keep moving, keep striving, keep going. That's rare. And so where does that come from for you? Because it seems like a real desire of your heart to be that kind of blessing to other people in your life, whether you meet them for 2 seconds or you've known them for years.
Yeah. I think that comes from a few places. One, I was blessed with amazing parents. My dad's a colonel in the Marines. My mom was a librarian, God rest her soul. And they gave me and my brother an awesome example of how to be good human beings. Mm-hmm. And strive to be the best version of you, even through tough times, still strive to be the best that you can be so that you can have a positive impact on others. At different points in my life, I am blessed. You know, I woke up this morning, opened my eyes, took a deep breath. All my parts were attached. So I won the lottery,
yeah.
You know, and so I'm going to make the most out of my day because I might not get tomorrow. But I know what I got right now.
Yep.
So I'm going to lean into that. And I think too, through some of my experiences, good, bad, and different, is I know that people are dealing with their own things, you know, and some of that too is themselves, you know, like they don't have that great inner voice. I mean, you're your own cheerleader. believe it or not, the voice you're going to hear the most is the one that's quiet and in your head. I've learned that if you're not pumping your own tires and believing in yourself, it's hard to get to where you want to be. And sometimes too, you just need somebody to walk up to you and be like, hey man, I believe in you. I mean, those four words can change somebody's day, somebody's week, somebody's life. And I had people do that to me at different points in my life when I was in a low point and my inner voice wasn't a great one. And that helped me start heading in the direction I needed to head in and kind of get out of my own way and start acting and moving the way a confident man should move and be able to deliver on what he says he's going to deliver on. And I've never forgotten that. And it's just amazing how life works. You know, but again, I've been around some of the best coaches that I know. I stand on the shoulders of giants that have given me the opportunity to follow them, learn from them. And now it's my turn to pay it forward.
Yeah.
And to get involved and to work with people, businesses, leadership teams to help them get to where they can get to.
Yeah.
And so just from having navigated out of the dark into the gray and into the light, you know, I've learned a lot. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to see people win because it just makes everybody better. You know, when you're winning and things are going your way, man, it puts out a vibe in the world that is awesome. Like you can come rolling into a room and you're winning and you're excited. You look the part, you sound the part. More importantly, you are the part. That can carry over to people big time. And they can, I mean, like, dude, man, if that dude can do it, dude, I know I can do it. I mean, all right, that's cool, man. Great. Let's go. Let's figure it the fuck out and move forward together.
Yeah.
And so when you look at, you know, age group coaching, like that's what you can expect. I mean, yeah, I don't come from a place of knowing it all. I come from a place of experience and perspective. And if I don't know it, I'm going to find somebody who does and bring them in. So we can continue that journey that you've identified that we need to go on and that we're going to get to the end of it. And we're going to do that, you know? And when you look at our logo, which is really cool, and I'll let the cat out of the bag, you know, one of our teammates helped design it, super talented, super creative, but it's an H with a really cool gear around it because that gear symbolizes movement. It's part of a bigger machine. You know, it's a very important part, but that gear is part of something bigger. Like we as individuals, yes, we're important by ourselves, but we're all involved with something bigger. There's a bigger thing happening. But when you look at that logo, it's scarred, meant to be scarred. Those scars tell a story. They tell a journey. And when you start to build and focus and change yourself, is it clean and pretty? There's going to be some work in there, man. You're going to get some calluses on your hands like these. You know, you're going to get some scars, but that's all part of the journey of getting to where you want to be.
Man, I love that. Okay, so scars. Probably 10 years ago, I'm a musician. I wrote a song about welcoming the scars because I was at a point in my life where I was getting scarred. And I just kept thinking about how interesting it was that Jesus kept his scars. Like he kept them afterward. I don't think he had to, but he did. You know, and he encouraged his dudes, his disciples, like, no, go put your hands here. It's me. You know,
you need to feel that. You need to see it.
Yeah. And then I read this quote, and I forget the author. It's not me, but I read a quote from an author that said, when we stand before him on that day in heaven, he won't look over us for gold medals and blue ribbons. He'll look for scars. That's it. He didn't elaborate on it already. I'm just like, oh, wait, I need to think about that. That's going to be a little bit of a meditation for me because am I in my own life trying to avoid the scars or am I embracing, welcoming and almost seeing them as like a story to be told that will probably encourage and inspire other people? And if that's the truth, why am I shirking? Why am I avoiding scars? Why am I avoiding pain and sacrifice? I should be embracing it when it comes my way.
Yeah.
Leaning on him for help, leaning on others for help.
Yeah.
Pushing my way through it because there's a story to be told. It's not just for my benefit. Whew. Anybody who hears it, right? And so I love that you're talking about scar. The logo is scarred.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a world where everything's like, look at it, it's almost too clean.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's got to be like dirty and grungy and just like shitty, but
right.
You know, when you look at the journey, you know, there's that quote, you know, the journey is the destination. Like that's where the growth happens. That's where the chain happens. That's where the development happens. There's a lot to that. And I think you have to run to those opportunities because that's where you get to see who you really are, you know, and you're gonna have to deal with adversity. You're going to have to learn how to handle your success. You know, when you look at adversity, there's that saying like, oh, adversity builds character. Bullshit. That is a lie.
Tell me more.
Adversity reveals character.
Say that again.
Adversity doesn't build character. It reveals it.
Let's go.
It's easy to be something when life is easy.
Yeah.
It's incredibly hard to do the right, be the right, be the best version of you when it is shitty. Mm. And you are getting pounded down by everything. To hold strong, keep moving forward for yourself, number one, your family, friends, whatever, and set the right example. When you are tempted in so many different ways to stop being consistent in your beliefs, your faith, your actions, and take the easy way out just for a quick dopamine fix of like, oh, it's okay. Nope. You need to push that shit away and be like, yeah, the hard path, that's what I need to do. Like the bison we have out west, turn into the storm and move forward.
That's true. I've heard that. And why do they do that? Because not every animal does that.
No, some animals will just sit there, cower, they'll run from it and do whatever. Bison will turn into it because they'll get through the storm quicker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to take their lumps.
Yeah.
They're going to get their ass kicked a little bit, but they're going to get through that storm quicker than sitting there and waiting for it to go by or continually to run from it. But guess what? The storm will catch you at any point.
Yeah.
So why not own it, turn into it, and move?
Yeah. I think one of our big problems is we want to get around it. There is no around when it comes to the storms of life. You're either in one right now. I guarantee it. Everybody listening, everybody watching, you're either in a storm right now, or you've just come out of one, or you're about to go into another one. Like there is no avoiding. There's no going around.
Yeah.
The challenges, the storms, the trials, the crap.
Yeah.
So you may as well.
Might as well shovel some shit and be done with it. I mean.
That got Alec to laugh. Alec's like our Jamie. Yeah. Yeah. You may as well shovel some shit.
Be done with it.
Be done with it.
I mean, it's like anything
else. That's
a
good word.
Yeah. I mean, I know probably a fair amount of people here listening to this thing, you know, got dogs. When you guys take your dogs for walks, do whatever. You got the green little poop bag with you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how long do you want to carry that bag of shit with you? Not long.
No.
Freaking pick the shit up, tie it up, put it where it needs to be, and keep moving.
Now, I'll purposely give my dog 10 minutes in the backyard before a walk. Get it done now. I don't want to carry poop around.
Been there, done that. Been there, done that, man. I love it.
And then sometimes he does, and then I walk him, and then he does two blocks into the walk. But yeah, you don't want to carry it around. Part of what we talk about, forging the path, and some of the coaching I do, we kind of think that there are three enemies of healthy masculinity right now.
Yep.
Isolation, passivity, and distraction. Not that they're the only three. Those are big three right now as we're looking around at the culture. What do you think, in your humble opinion, but I think it's going to be good, is the part of the antidote, part of the solution for like men being healthy, humble leaders?
Okay. I'm going to ask your help with this. So the first one you said was isolation, right?
Isolation.
Okay.
Isolation kills.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Put the fucking phones down.
Ah.
Does everybody hear this? Can you see this? Put the phones down.
Yeah.
Be engaged with where your feet are and then get your head involved in that space too.
I think I needed that reminder today. Yeah.
So many people.
Yeah.
You know, walk around. Like literally take your phone, leave it someplace and just walk around. Go someplace crowded, like shopping areas, whatever. And you will just see people in their phones. You know, that has now become a barrier to interaction with other human beings and other men.
Yeah.
And people are looking for the answers through technology and a screen. Conversely, they should be looking for that through conversations and interactions with human beings.
Yeah.
But that forces you to get out there, open yourself, have conversations, good, bad, or indifferent, and get to know people, build mm-hmm. genuine relationships. That's what I feel. And I'm guilty of being on the phone too, doing the Graham thing and, you know, building business and starting another business. But I do make a point, and I am consistent with my habits and patterns with my phone,
right.
putting it on silent, keeping it in my pocket or leaving it in the car, or, you know, putting it in the basket when I go home. So I'm not being with Aaron and the kiddos.
Yeah.
You know, what was the second one?
We got passivity, isolation, passivity.
Okay. Passivity. Men, you're men. You need to be who you are and where you want to go and how you're going to get there and what you've done in the past. Know where you are now and have a clear marker of where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And own that and move towards that. And don't worry about what others are going to think of you.
Mm.
Because I think that creates the passivity
yes.
of like, oh, the fear of judgment. Well, if they don't like me, I can't do this or I shouldn't say this. I'm not saying go out there and be a raging asshole and do stuff. But like, if you know that you need to get in shape and that means that you're not going to, you know, be able to go out and drink with your boys and eat this and do that and all that, and that takes you down a different path
mm-hmm.
than what they're doing, that's totally cool. But when you try to make everybody happy, you're nothing to yourself, and you just become this passive creature that everybody calls the nice guy.
Oh, man.
That just bounces from group to group.
Nice
and just kind of like flits around, mm-hmm. but has no real guidance or no direction.
I mean, yeah.
That's not what you're put on this earth for. That's
nice
not,
and passive aggressive.
Yeah. You know, and you're just, yeah. come on. Like, you're better than that.
Yeah.
You know, take the action, have the consistency, and move in a direction that you know you need to move in.
Yeah.
And then surround yourself with people that are going to challenge, love, and support you while you're doing it.
Yeah.
But that starts with not being isolated. So put the phone down. That'll have a direct impact on passivity.
Right.
Because now you're engaging with people. You're having some conversations without using your thumbs to have the conversation. You're sitting, you know, toes to toes, eyes to eyes with another man having a conversation. It might be good, bad, or indifferent, but you're learning and you're getting out there and you're doing stuff and you're moving.
Do you have any advice for guys who are like, man, Brian, I know that, right? I know what you're saying, but I still got this analysis paralysis. Yeah. Like, I know it. And they'd be like, yep, like, comment.
Yeah.
Amen, bro. You know, like right on. But then you look at their life and then you could ask them sincerely in a moment of honesty, like, hey, dude, you've been talking for years about this awesome side hustle idea. You've been talking for years about getting your marriage back on track with the romance and the date night. Like, when are you going to do it already?
Yeah.
And then they have a whole host of like, this, that, the other thing. Or it's got to be perfect before I do it. Or I would, but she's just not into it and I don't know how to convince her. So I'm just kind of waiting for her to get on board.
Yeah.
Advice for guys like that, because I know hundreds of guys like that.
Take imperfect action.
Nice.
That's it.
Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every time.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take imperfect action.
Yeah.
Start moving forward. I mean, hell, I moved my family from Baltimore to the mountains of Montana. Huge risk.
Yep.
Upside, pretty huge.
Yep.
For quality of life, everything. Was it perfect? No. Is it perfect now? No.
How uncomfortable was it for you guys?
Oh my God. So painful. So painful. I mean, you're leaving everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're literally mm-hmm. going multiple time zones away, thousands of miles away from what you know and what you perceive is of where you need to be. But in actuality, since being out there, wish we would have done it years ago. It's wild, you know? And so if you have that pause or you're in that space of inaction because you're overanalyzing everything, just move forward. And all of a sudden things start to become clearer. Things start to open. It puts you in a position to one, see and hear opportunities and then be willing to accept those opportunities and do something with them.
I love that. All right, last one. We talked about isolation, passivity, distraction. This might tie in a little bit with the phone thing that you mentioned earlier.
Oh yeah, completely.
Anything else to add to that? We're just a distracted people, man.
Yeah. You know why? Because I think we're trying to avoid real life at some levels. Like, hey man, if I can disappear in a Netflix series and binge watch that for a weekend, that means I don't have to address the fact that I had a shitty Monday through Friday and I'm dreading the start of the next week because I know I haven't done what I needed to do. Maybe it's going to be painful. So I'm just going to try and hide from it. Yeah, I think there's some ties there. Yeah. In fact, I don't think I know. And I know that there are better ways to navigate that. Get outside, get moving, get in yourself. We're our own best project.
Mm-hmm.
Make that important.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, get involved with that, improving yourself, being the best version of you.
Man.
And leaning into that instead of watching other people on reality shows try and do what you really want to do and know you should be doing in here.
Yeah.
And up here.
Yeah, we do that as an escape to live vicariously through something on the screen.
Good, bad, or whatever. You know, watch the people that are, you know, having all the, oh, I wish I could do that. Or you watch people that are just like on these reality shows or whatever shows or, you know, that are out there, movies that are just getting drugged through the dirt. And you're like, whew, thank God it's not me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you just hide in this little space called comfort. And then you find yourself there.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to leave there. But at the end of the day, the adventure, the fun is all in the work.
Yeah.
It's all in the journey.
You know what helped guys with all three of those things? Some accountability, some brotherhood, some coaching. Hey, to end this conversation, can you once again point everybody toward where they can find you? Website, social media stuff, not just the canisters, but also this coaching opportunity coming up too. Can you just highlight that for us?
Yeah, you can DM me at Fitfo Custom Cans on Instagram. Listening to this and you're like, hey, I really liked what you were saying about age group coaching. And in fact, you're launching that. That's coming up really soon. You know, and I want to get in touch with you. Just DM me.
Awesome.
Easy, you know, but with the launch of our website that Alex working on, and that's going to be really cool, really impactful. And be able to, you know, get in touch with me, have those conversations, and then really work on developing those systems and processes to help you get to where you want to go.
Yeah.
That's all coming and we'll have something with that soon. Sweet. But in the meantime, you can, you know, look at fitfo.co, you can email us there, you can DM me on Instagram. I'll get back to you.
Not.com.
Not.com. Fitfo.co. Couldn't afford the M.
I love it. Brian, thank you so much. We're going to finish these cigars, but thank you so much for this conversation. I'd love to have you back again someday.
Totally. Count me in. Thank you for the opportunity. We are always grateful for the conversations and opportunities that come our way for Fitfo as well as H Group Coaching. So
love it, man.
Blessed to be here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Go Wisco. Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you, Lake Country Cigars. Thank you, Alec Olson, and all our sponsors. I'll put the sponsors for Forging the Path. Their information is going to be on the description below the episode. YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Thank you all. And our website, forgingthepath.org. Join us next time.